Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
Coming up, regreening the heart of an ancient city. But first, how an ancient system of agriculture may help preserve biodiversity. In this note on emerging science from Sandra Larson.
Agriculture and biodiversity don't always mix. When forests are cleared for crop planting, the diversity of the native species usually drops and ecosystems are endangered. But a recent study brings encouraging news from an Indian palm plantation. Researchers from Stanford University and in India studied bird populations near arecanut palm plantations in southwestern India. The nut from these palms is valued as a coffee-like stimulant. The scientists discovered 90% of the bird species associated with the nearby native forest were found in and around the plantation. In other words, farming had not significantly affected the variety of birds. Here's why. The arecanut palm plantations used traditional agricultural methods of the region, including a complex system of intercropping. The farmers retain a mix of native vegetation and grow valuable crops such as pepper and vanilla between the arecanuts. And they integrate the nearby forest into their cultivation practices, including using leaves as mulch for crops. So the system is economical as well as environmentally friendly. The findings, which appeared in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, give hope that well-managed, harmonious farming methods could help conserve biodiversity in other tropical regions. So one way to preserve species in the future is to take a lesson from an old system farmers in India have used for over 2,000 years. That's this week's emerging, or should we say ancient, science note. I'm Sandra Larson.